Good afternoon, New Folk Radio. I'm Brad Showalter from Kiwi Audio. This is 15 Minutes with the Bare Ham Bones. So when you guys do work on some new tunes and some new cover songs, you make them your own. You know, you don't just play the song as it is on somebody else's record. You make it your own. You change the arrangement. What's that? How do you go about that?
It goes back to, I think, the instruments that we have in the band. There's no electric guitar. It's traditional, but it's non-traditional. There's a mandolin. There's a electric bass. Acoustic drums, but there's no electric guitar, so we play The Weight by the band. It's no electric guitar intro.
Yeah,
we've done it a few times with an electric guitar player, which is kind of cool, but you know, you got to make it your own,
right?
You got to fit it within the confines that we've created for ourselves. You know, basically,
I think this goes back to the cover band conversation too. It's sort of important for us to put our own stamp on a song. We're not trying to play it like everybody else played it. We want people to come see a Bare Ham Bones show and go, wow, what did they just do with that song? You know, there's very few songs that we do very close to what originally happened. And I think we do that when we play Great Balls of Fire because I'm a piano player and he did it really good. So let's just try and do it kind of like that. Let everybody sing along and give them one. And then let's do another cover song that we completely change.
Although Katy Perry songs we do with mandolin work out really well, too.
Those are nice. I try to sing it just like she sings.
They're very pretty.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we start playing a new song or new cover, I'm not even sure that we're sitting there consciously like trying to arrange it per se. We kind of listen to what it is, and it kind of just falls into place a lot of just what we're doing right there in the practice space. And we'll just be like, let's throw a solo in here. Let's do this. You know, we just kind of do it on the fly.
Yeah, not that anybody needs permission, but everybody completely has full reign while we're trying a new cover song to just play it whatever the hell way you want to play it. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it, we just kind of lean on that and, you know, follow suit. Sometimes we'll add a new part. The song Moonlight Midnight. Who suggested we play Moonlight Midnight? One of you guys.
I did.
Mike Marshall did. And I really, really like that chorus. I love that chorus. And we do it with a three-part harmony. And
we try to.
We attempt a three-part harmony. I think I throw that actually off a little bit.
Depends on the night. Depends on the night.
It's a two-and-a-half-part
especially
harmony.
If we're the third band to play. You don't know how it's going to go.
I back away from the microphone.
Says the guy that doesn't sing at all.
We spent so much time rearranging that song. When I gave it the first listen, I thought, this chorus is fantastic, but I can't sing this song like this guy sings it. I don't want to offend anybody, but it sounded kind of whiny to me. So I was like, I need to give this some balls. You know, I really need to sing this like I'm angry, almost.
What version did you hear? What was the first version?
Peter Rowan.
Yeah, Peter Rowan's song. But then that wasn't the big change that we did, though. If you listen to Peter Rowan's song, his guitar solo is it's fantastic, but it's really long. It's just this long guitar solo that goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, what? I mean, we got three guys that can play solos here, four, because Tony does on bass sometimes. We don't need somebody to take an extended solo. So what are we going to do with this thing?
Well, what we've kind of done is turn it into a call and response, or almost like a competition between you and I, Tim. Because I take the first one, then Tim goes, and then I try to up the ante, and he comes back, and then I come back again, and then he finishes it off. And I think that's kind of
like
cool
that.
About this.
I like doing that on stage a lot. Yeah. I'm not sure how you ended up getting three, and I only got two.
I play better solos than you.
Maybe that's it.
We're very competitive. Band.
But you guys... If you remember, right before we go into that chorus, we put in a completely different bridge than is in the original song. There's a piano slide, and there's this little breakdown, and then we go into it. And I don't even remember how we wrote that. I don't either,
and we screw it up all the time.
maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. But, you know, when we did that, we were like, okay, that's how we're going to get into the solo instead of just this, you know, just this simple... jump into picking a lot of notes.
It changes the whole vibe of the song. It kind of goes away from Moonlight Midnight into this kind of different solo, and then we bring it back into Moonlight Midnight. So we kind of For people who are familiar with the song and who are familiar with that, you know, just the basic rhythm and melody, we take it to a different space and then we bring it back again. And that's right. That's what I really enjoy about playing that.
My favorite part of arranging that song was Red River Doll saying, "I've got something I've been wanting to do. I've been wanting to do this at one point sooner or later," and it was all the snare hits that you do during that part. And there was some song that I don't remember what it was.
It's a Kiss song.
It was a Kiss song.
But,
of course,
imagine that.
So like, I've been wanting to put this into a song sooner or later, and when we play that, you know, for people who are listening, we go up to a C chord to start that that part of the solo. Brad really starts just going crazy with that snare drum. It changed the song completely from what it originally was, and it put so much energy into it that we were sort of forced to change how we played the solos because of what Brad was doing the drums.
There's a Kiss song called "King of the Nighttime World" off Destroyer.
Okay,
and it's the chorus is literally just like a crescendo, like snare roll.
Mm-hmm.
It just stops and it just like it just keeps building and building. I was like, that'd be kind of cool to work into like a kind of a roots type song.
Yeah, I love it. Once you start, I mean, I love playing the solo part, and I'm almost a little sad when I have to back off and let Mike play a part, and I'm pretty sure he feels the same way.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how we built it. Is
yeah,
you come into it, I'm like, I can do better than that,
right?
And then I do right. it, and then I hope you're thinking the same thing.
I start sweating. I'm working at the piano. I start sweating.
I gotta say, sometimes my mind wanders a little bit, and I forget where we are. I'm just sort of like
autopilot.
Yeah,
that's not specific to this.
When
song.
Mike suggested that song, I was really happy about that one.
Yeah,
that's well, one I knew that from "Holding in the Way."
"Holding in the Way" is a good version.
Oh yeah. Sure. Hey, if you guys want to hear some folk, here's "Moonlight Midnight."
You ever feel lonesome? You're down in San Antone. Well, big steel or borrow two nickels or a dime. Call me on that phone. I'll meet you at the mission. Hell, we can say our prayers. Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us. That the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight.
That was the Bare Hambones covering Moonlight Midnight, an old, what would you call it, a folk song?
That's a folk song for sure.
Bluegrass yeah, song. That's our version of it, a little more rocked out, but that's how we play it.
So Peter Rowan's Moonlight Midnight, that's a lesser known tune. And when you mm-hmm. guys do that, do you get good feedback from it? Do people think it's an original? Does the crowd know that that's a cover?
We were playing at the Clad one evening, and we'd played, maybe a Johnny Cash song. And then we went into Moonlight Midnight, and everybody gave us a great applause for the song. They loved it. And then Tim Larson asked the questions. How many people out there in the audience knew that song? And nobody raised their hand. Hey, that answers the question.
What they don't know, won't hurt them, right?
There must have been about 5,000 people in the audience, too. It was crazy.
Yeah, the Clad is this huge.
It was amazing.
Huge place.
We also get the people that say, I really like the guy in your band that plays the little guitar.
The little guitar.
Oh, yeah. The little guitar.
All right.
That's why we gave you the big mic tonight.
That's right.
I don't need to play a big guitar to prove any points. You know, the reason why people do call it a little guitar, they always have for whatever reason. People like to make fun of the mandolin, little guitar, blah blah blah. But guess what? Everybody wants more mandolin.
No.
All right. So they're let's not forget this. Number two. I've been playing an electric mandolin lately, which does look like a little baby acoustic guitar.
Yep.
However, you just need to educate folks.
That's it. The people that call it a little guitar don't understand.
He plays it through three Marshall stacks, by the way.
That's great.
That's true. That's
great. Electric mandolin through three Marshall stacks.
And it's still not loud enough, by the way.
We'll get to that.
So are we talking about lesser known cover songs in general?
Yeah. That you guys play.
More mandolin.
This is why he wasn't for the first one.
This is more cowbell.
That's
to
not
more
true.
Mandolin.
I was in Poland.
This is why we didn't tell him that we were recording the first round.
Next time we do a round of these, we're just not going to tell him. That
actually,
we're doing
I think Tim said when are you going to Europe? Perfect.
Perfect. Hey guys, this is Brad Riverdahl, drummer for the Bare Hambones. Check out our segment 15 Minutes with the Bare Hambones coming up Wednesdays at noon. We'll talk about everything from writing songs to recording an album as we know it. Tune in and send an email to say hi at thebarehambones@gmail.com.